You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
I want you to notice the first word in 3 John and 2, young people, is very important. It addresses who John is talking to, the beloved. And of course, the beloved have to do with those who, number one, love God. And we know biblically, to love God means to keep his commandments. Always remember, young people, love is more than a feeling. Many young people and some adults, if you ask them what is love, they'll just say love is a feeling. And it is, but that's not it. For Jesus said again, if you love me, if you're committed to me, you're going to keep my commandments. And God commands us directly and indirectly. We can read his commands in his word, as Minister Sarita said earlier, or the written word. But then God will reveal his commands also through his prophets. And if we love God, we're going to do what's written as well as what God commands. It goes for the pastor. It goes for his family. It goes to the ministers, down to the laity or the members of the church. If we truly love God, we're going to keep his written commands and his revealed commands. And sometimes what God commands us to do, young people, it can be challenging. Or we may not like it. Or we may not want to do it. But we have to remember, if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. And you got to understand, as a pastor, it's my duty to make sure that I teach the commandments of God. I am an example to you of keeping the commandments. But as pastor, when God gives me truth or reveals commandments, I expect those that operate in ministry, leaders, and so forth, to keep their commandments. Not just to do what you're told, but because you love God. And there are going to be some spiritual things, excuse me, that the Lord commands us to do, right? But there'll be some natural things. Look at somebody and say, there'll be spiritual. And say, there'll be natural. I need y'all to pray. And then I take you in the Bible and I show you what the Bible says. If you, man should always pray and not what? Faint in Luke 18:1. So if I love God, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray. But then as pastor, I got to keep order in the house. Certain rules and guidelines we have in the house. Pastor may say, look, let's keep God's house clean. Pick up paper if you drop it. Or pick up paper if you see it. Because the Bible says we're to be holy, for he is what? Holy. So if you love God, you're going to help keep God's house what? Clean. But then pastor may say, look, male musicians, don't wear those earrings while you're playing. Now, if you choose to wear them, you do so outside. Now, you may not like that, but if you love God, you're going to keep his commandments. When God bless you with a job, you know the scripture said bring his tithe. Matter of fact, it said bring all his tithe and his offering in the what? In the storehouse. And so if you love him, guess what you're going to bring? How much of his tithes and offering? All of it. And so the truth sometimes, it will come right at us. And don't get mad. Don't get mad. We all get hit once or another. And sometimes we get hit and it be our fault because you was told in secret what to do. But how many got parents that will come to you and tell you, look, I done told you 4 or 5 times. And then you get a whooping and everybody in the house hear it. Yeah, and so the siblings that's in their room, they showing up cleaning up now because they don't want to get none of that. And so sometimes God will use the pastor. Look, you need to come and say this openly. Say it in front of everybody. Tell the truth. Whether it hit you, your wife, your sons, your armor bearers, who you close to, whoever. Preach the gospel, pastor. Give the truth. And those who love the Lord, they will keep his commandments. That's what it's about. Those are the folk he's talking to. Also, the beloved has to do with the church. Those who have been called out of sin. Those who are born again. I got any young folk or grown folk in here, you've been called out of darkness. You saved. I'm not saying you perfect, but you are saved. Where you at up in here? Put that hand up if I'm talking about you. This verse is for, you supposed to help me finish it. You supposed to say, this verse is for me. This ain't for everybody. This verse is for those who love God and those who have been called out by God. This is who this is for. And I want you to notice, the Lord used John to tell us that God has a prayer for us, a wish, or bottom line, he wants us to know the will of God. And that's important, young people. We need to not be ignorant, but we need to understand what the will of God is for our life. Even as children, teenagers, young adults, you need to understand the will of God for your life. Let me show you something. Let's go to Romans. Y'all stay with me. Let's go to Romans. Y'all still with me? All right, let's go to Romans. Let's look at what the Bible says in Romans through Paul about the will of God. Romans 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, notice, what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. If I'm going to know the will of God, young people, for my life, I got to be transformed. I can't carry myself like I did before I got saved. And Paul tells us how we're going to be transformed. Our mind is going to be renewed. When you come to God's house, week in and week out, God is going to send a tailor-made word to help transform your life so you can experience the will of God. And I'm not playing around with the Lord. I'm not playing church. I want the will of God for my life. And so when I come to church, if a message comes and it corrects me, ain't no need of me getting mad. I might as well just say, have your way, Lord, because I want the will of God to take place in my life. I want to be the preacher you would have me to be. I want to be the man you would have me to be. You should want to be the musician God wants you to be. The athlete. Am I talking to anybody in here? And so he's going to renew our mind so we can know the will of God. Let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke. Y'all still with me? All right. I'm going to see how y'all with me if y'all going to read Luke 7. And 30. 7 and 30. But the Pharisees and lawyers, what did they do? They rejected the will of God for themselves. Let's stop right there. So you can be renewed in your mind so you can know the will of God, or you can reject the will of God. There's only two options. Either you're going to let that word come and transform you to be the musician, preacher, man, or woman that God desires you to be, or you're going to reject it. And we got to be careful, young people, about rejecting the will of God or the word of God. Because Hosea said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack, he goes on to say, why? Because you have rejected. If you or I choose to reject God's word, we ain't doing anything but messing up ourselves. Who did they reject the will of God for in the text? For them, for themselves. Don't ever get to the point to where you feel like you know everything. Whatever God reveals, whether it's a reminder, whether it's fresh revelation, don't reject it. Just receive it. Let it transform your life. How many understand we need the will of God to happen in our life? But it comes down to your choice. Either you're going to let that renew you, or you're going to reject. Right? And so God reveals one thing that we want to talk about for a few moments this morning that young people in our day and time need to receive. The Lord uses John to say that it is God's will to prosper us, not just in one area, but in every area of our life, in all things. Come on and tap yourself again and say, God wants me to prosper in all things. Prosper, one, has to do with being productive. Remember, not just in church stuff, but in everything. If you're still in school, your behavior is important to God. Your grades are important to God. How you treat folk is important to God. He wants me to be productive in everything. If you got a vehicle, he want that vehicle. He wants you to prosper in everything. He wants you to ride nice. He wants you to keep it clean. He wants you to do what's necessary because he wants you to be productive in, help me, all things. If he's leading you to start a side hustle or a business, he wants you to prosper in that thing. He don't want it to go down. No, he wants you to prosper in all things. Boy, that gets me excited. That means God wants me to be successful. But it also means he wants me to do well or better. Every day he wants me to do well or get better. Ain't nobody like God, am I right? Because there's some folk, they do not want you to do well or to get better. But we serve a God, young people. He wants us to do well and to get better. Look at your life. Do you have room for getting better? Do you have room for prospering in your bank account, in your mind, in your attitude, in how you dress? Every area, it matters to God. I said it matters. He wouldn't have said all things if it did not matter. He wants your health to be better. Everything about you. Oh, I love that. But this is what I want us to understand. Sometimes, young people, you will see folk that's not saved. It seems like they're doing well and better than you. I said you will see wicked folk that seemingly have more stuff or the things on your wish list. And you looking at them like, man, how come I'm living right? And they got what I desire plus. What's really going on? Look at somebody and say, what's really going on? Yeah. So much so, remember the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. I want to show you a verse. Y'all don't have to go there, but I'm going to show you Jeremiah. Look at Jeremiah 12 and 1. The great prophet Jeremiah asked the Lord. He said, why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why, Lord? Why are they prospering? Why are those happy who deal treacherously? Lord, they live in a ratchet life, but got a truckload of money. Lord, she got all the designer shoes, and she dance on a pole. Lord, he stay having plenty, but he living a treacherous or sinful life. Y'all acting like y'all ain't never wondered that. Or even did like Jeremiah asked God that. One writer, I believe it was David, he almost backslid when he saw how prosperous the wicked was. But understand something, young people. The Bible teaches little that the righteous have is more than what the wicked has. And if we just stay in the will of God, he'll cause us to increase. And I want you to know, young people, it's something that's going to happen to us. If we just stay in the will of God, we don't have to be jealous. We don't have to be envious. God will give us our lot. God will give us what he promised in his word. We don't have to scam. We don't have to crook. We don't have to do shortcuts. All we need to do is just stay in the will of God. Just stay in the will of God. Just stay in the will of God. Tell yourself, say, I just got to stay in the will of God. Because you're going to see people that prosper, that are wicked, but is not connected to God. So what does that mean? It's not going to last. It's not going to last. It's not going to last. It's only going to be for a little while. Because what we see, the Bible says, is temporary. Sooner or later, something going to eat up that prosperity. But when you and I are connected to God, we have eternal life. See, the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is, help me, eternal life through Christ Jesus, a continual state of being blessed. That's how God wants us. He wants us to just have eternal life. Every day, he's loading us down with daily benefits. And because God is prospering us or blessing us, is making us rich and is adding no sorrow. I ain't got to look over my back to wonder if somebody going to try to take it. I ain't got to look over my back to wonder if somebody going to repo it. I ain't got to look over my back and wonder if the feds is on my case. No, I got it God's way. And the blessing or the prosperity of the Lord makes one and adds no sorrow. That's how I want it. I want to be happy when he give it to me. Is you like that? I got country. Look at somebody say, is you like that? I'm like that. I'm like that. I want to ride in it and not even worry about the payment. I want to live in it and don't have to stress out over this, that, and the other. Psalm 37. So you got to have this in your mind while you're young. And you're not intimidated by sinners who got stuff. You're not intimidated by saints who have backslidden and cut corners and get stuff. You got to remember, if I just stay in the will of God, he going to prosper me. Look at Psalm 37 in verse 7. Rest in who? The Lord or the word. And wait patiently for who? For him. Do not fret or trip. Don't worry. Stress out because of him who prospers in his way. Look at this. Because of the men or man who brings, look at this, wicked schemes to pass. See, they had scammers back in the Bible days. And saints saw it. And he had to tell David, don't you worry about those who run in scams to prosper. Now, don't trip. You just wait patiently on the Lord. Let God teach you how to handle money. So when he bless you, you don't mess it up. Let God teach you how to make a bed. Let God teach you how to iron your clothes. So when he bless you, you'll take care of it. See, you may be getting the Walmart or the Target clothes now, but take care of that. See, if you faithful over that, he can bless you with the Gucci. He can bless you with the LV. He can bless you with that. Because if you take care of what's small, you'll take care of what's great. Take care of them little $100 shoes, and when you go get your red bottom stilettos that's over $1,000, you're going to take care of them too. But if you don't take care of small stuff and just wait on the Lord, let him make you, let him create you, you ain't gonna do right when you get big stuff. Flip them burgers right now. That's all you got, right? Flip them burgers for that minimum wage. Be back there and just flip them burgers right. Act like you making them burgers for the Lord himself. Clean that toilet like Jesus is coming to sit on it. For the Bible says, and all you do, do it as unto the Lord. Because if you're faithful, young folk, over a little, you ain't gonna be flipping burgers too much longer. Unless you want to, he'll put you in management. He may give you your own chain of stores. You don't know what God may do in your life. Just be faithful. Wait on him. Wait on him. Take care of your mama room she giving to you. You living rent free. Just take care of it. It'll come a day where you got your own dorm. You got your own apartment. You got your own house. Take care of where you are. Wait on him. That's the mindset. Don't be like so many young folk that want to run away and be grown before they time. And then have to come back home. No, just take your time. Let God make you so when you leave, you ain't got to come back. Let him make you. Don't be in no rush. Don't be in no rush to move in with your friends. Don't be in no rush to go out there and get an apartment with somebody you just met. Don't be in no rush. Take your time and let God make you. Take your time. Let God build you. Take your time. Let God make you. Let God do it. Don't be in no rush to get married. Don't be in no rush. Don't be thirsty. Let him make you as a young man or a young woman. Don't just pull out the first thing that come your way and say you cute. No, just let God make you. Let him make you. Wait on the Lord. Be happy for other folk when great things are happening for them, but have in your mind, when I get mine, it's going to be right. It's going to be right. You can look at some of the young adults in here. God has got them right. Woo! I remember talking to some of the students here ready. I think I'm ready to transfer. I think I'm ready to quit the program. Look, just take your time. Let God make you. Go ahead and go through the process. I remember when some of them were going through, had their degree and didn't have a job. They was working at other jobs that they didn't want. They was making less money than what they were qualified for. And some were working for free. I said, just go through the process. Hang in there. God gonna give you the desire of your heart. You're delighting yourself in him. And now look at him. We got homeowners from the MSW. We got car owners, multiple car owners at the MSW. We got folk that got some thick bank accounts at the MSW. God is prospering his young folk. And I love it. Woo! I said, I love it. Woo, I love seeing young folk pull up in their heart's desire. I love hearing young folk testify about how God is causing bigger and better in their life. I love to hear how young people are hearing the word and putting it into action, and God is causing them to be blessed in all that they do. If you like, Pastor, look at somebody and say, I love it. Yeah, all young folk ain't out making TikTok videos acting a fool. You got some young folk that's like Jesus. They must be about the Father's business. They're trying to get everything that God has for them. They're not trying to wait till they get 45, 55, or 65. They want what God has for them while they are young. They got that Caleb spirit. If God said we can have the land, then we gonna get the land. It don't matter if I'm 19. It don't matter if I'm 22. I can have what God said I could have. If that school don't want to give me a scholarship, then it's another one that God will. If that dealership don't want to give me my heart desire, it's another dealership out there. If they don't want to buy the business or some of the customer goods that I have to sell, God will raise up other customers to buy from me. I believe God wants me to prosper in every area of my life. Am I talking to anybody in here? And so because he wants you to prosper and you to continue to prosper, because some of us already know, God blessing me. God blessing me. Now, I'm not at the final stages of where he want me to be, but I can see God blessing me. How many can see God blessing you, and you may be in high school or middle school? You can see God blessing you. But some of you are outside high school and college. Can you still see God blessing you? Even if you're going through something right now, that's just for a little while. What we see, the Bible says, young folk, is temporary. If that be you, you ought to say, I'm going through something right now, but God's still blessing me. What you going through ain't gonna stop God from prospering you. You may have hit your foot in a little hole in the road, but that ain't gonna stop God from blessing you. He'll bless you in the hole in the road. Ask Joseph, he was in jail and God was blessing him. Ask Paul and Silas, locked up, but God was blessing them. Y'all still with me? I'm closing with this. Let's look at some truths about godly prosperity, divine prosperity. All right? How many want it God's way? All right. I'm going to look at a few truths about godly prosperity that I hope you receive. And then we'll be done. Jeez. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles is in the Old Testament. Chapter 20. Thank you, hon. Right after 1 Chronicles. Well, we got some smart folk in here, don't we? Just clever, bright. Think on their feet. 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, the latter part, says, believe his prophets. Look at this. And you shall prosper. Y'all read it with me. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Say to yourself, if I believe God's prophets, I shall prosper. God's prophet, young people, is his pastor of the local church. If I believe pastor, what he feeds me that lines up with God's written word, even if he reveals something to me, it's going to line up with the written word. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to prosper. If I just think the way he teaching me, talk the way he teaching me, and do the way he teaching me, I'm going to what? Prosper. It's just like God dropped in my spirit this morning. He said, you make sure you tell them young folk, though they are dressed for the career they desire, they got to speak that it's going to happen in their life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You got to wake up. If your desire to be a pediatrician, I'm going to be a pediatrician. I'm going to be a pediatrician. I'm going to be helping children. You need to be speaking that every day. If you desire to be a teacher, God gonna help me be a teacher. Now, I'm not sure if it's gonna be with children, college, on a team, but I'm gonna be a teacher. If God has dropped in your spirit to be a businessman or a businesswoman, yeah, I'm gonna be a businessman. I'm gonna have some goods and services that I'm selling. God gonna bless me. God gonna use me. Whether you selling clothes, whether you selling candy, whether you selling something legal, you just, God gonna use me. Yeah, whether you're selling drawings, I don't know, whether you're doing hair, cleaning somebody's teeth, walking somebody's pet, washing some windows, taking somebody's trash out, cleaning somebody's house. Don't you limit God. Whatever God has dropped in your spirit, you need to speak it over your life. Start right now. Why, Pastor? Because we'll have what we say. We'll have what we say unless God got something better for us. I've been desiring to have some work done at the house. And so for a few years, I've just been speaking. Lord, I'm going to finish this basement. It's going to be nice. I'm going to have me a bathroom. I'm going to have this. I'm going to be able to do that. I'm going to be able to do all of this. I'm going to finish this basement. And at the time, you know, I just didn't have the money. But I got a mouth. And I was able to put my mouth on what I desire. Lord, I'm going to have this basement finished. You know, in the season of bigger and better, guess what God helped me to do? Finish that basement. Woo! I had one of my sons come by and see the house. Oh, man, I can move in. I can live right up. That ain't the vision. That ain't the vision. That's a good idea, but that ain't the vision. Oh, well, he done told. But I spoke God's word. I spoke it. Are y'all hearing me? So if we believe what we're being taught and we do it in our own personal life, you're going to see God prospering you. You're going to see God prospering you in greater measures. Oh, Lord, did that excite y'all? Let's go to Psalm 35. Second truth. So the first truth. Our prosperity is connected to God's prophets. So it's important for me to make sure that I keep coming to church as a young adult, God's church, and receiving God's word and applying it to my life so I can prosper. You don't let anybody push you out of what God told you to be. Okay? Psalm 35. All right, notice verse 27. Psalm 35 and 27. It says, I'm primarily concerned about the latter part, but let's go ahead and read the whole verse. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be help me magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God gets pleasure when you prosper. God is glorified when you prosper. When you're being productive at school, God getting the glory out of that. When you're being productive in the church, God get the glory out of that. When you're productive financially, God gets the glory out of that. He wants you to prosper. Even if you come up from a hard upbringing, you need to have in your mind, God still wants me to prosper. It's just me and mama, but it don't matter. God still wants you to prosper. So you gotta receive this verse right here. The classes may be tough, but God wants you to graduate. He wants you to prosper. They may be telling you you can't get this and get that, but God wants you to have it. He wants me to have my heart's desire. Ooh, that's somebody's word right there. Look at somebody say, he wants me to have it. That's right. He gets happy. He gets pleasure in it. He wants you to have a better job if that's your desire. A better ride if that's your desire. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 26. I hope y'all getting this. I hope y'all getting this. And see, I haven't read anything to you that's dependent on you prospering that has to do with your education. Education is a wonderful thing. But the Bible don't say, young people, education pleases God. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, if you're going down the avenue where you need to get degrees, that's wonderful. But we're not going to look down on folk who God may be using to go another way. All right? Now, that don't mean, well, I'm dropping out. I'm in 10th grade. I'm out of here. No, you didn't get that this morning. You didn't get that. You go ahead, finish your course, whether that be graduating or getting your GED, just finish what you start. Woo, you ought to tell somebody, say, finish what you start. That's right. Unless God say otherwise. Genesis 26, and let's look at Isaac. So the second truth we learned about God's prosperity is he gets pleasure. He wants us to prosper, right? All right. Genesis 26, and notice 12 and 13. Then Isaac sowed in that land. What did Isaac do? He sowed. He gave. He put some seed in the what? In the ground. And reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Let's start right there. So earlier we're talking about how to prosper by believing God's prophets, speaking, thinking, and doing what we're taught. But look at Isaac. He was prospered because he sowed. He prospered because of giving. Can't get around it, young people. If you want to receive, then you have to give. And look at the text. He gave 1 year, he sowed. And in the same year, he got back 100-fold. Stock market ain't gonna give you no 100-fold. Not like that. But God can. Because what's impossible with man is possible with God. Or let me say, the stock market is not going to guarantee you 100%. Let me back up on that. Because you can do some things, but it just ain't no guarantee. It ain't no guarantee. But with God, when we sow into righteousness, young people, the Bible teaches there is a sure or guaranteed reward. That's why it's important to make sure you have a lifestyle of sowing or giving. Because if you're sowing and giving, you're going to receive. I said, if you're sowing and giving, you're going to receive. But this is the key, young people. As God increases you, so should your giving increase. So if you're making $8, what's minimum wage? $7.25 on the job, and you're giving it one level. But then God blesses you to where you're making $18 an hour. Your giving should also go to another level. But even while you giving at $7.25, you need to be acknowledging God. God, how can I give more so I can receive more than what I'm just getting on my job? Because the Bible promises, young people, y'all still listening? He who sows abundantly shall reap abundantly. So whether you make it 7 or 18, you need to be asking God, how can I find ways to sow more so I can reap more? Did y'all see it in the text? Oh, now y'all done fell off. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Listen, young people, he'll tell you to put things on the altar. He'll tell you to bless certain folk. Whatever he tell you to do concerning giving, obey God. Because it's more blessed to what? Give than receive. Now look at verse 13. The man began to prosper and continued what? Prospering until he became very prosperous. God's prosperity happens in stages. Y'all see it? He began prospering. He continued prospering. And then he began to become very prosperous, letting us know that the more we sow, it's just going to get greater and greater, bigger and bigger. God just going to pour it out. God's word cannot lie. It works for young people. The more I give, the more I'll receive. But remember, it's not going to be like what you see on YouTube or what you see on social media. God does it in stages. Because some of us, if he dropped on us right now, $50,000, some of us right now, man, it's time to go bald. Come on, go with me. Let's go bald together. Money ain't no object. No, see, you gotta let God take you through the stages. You be faithful with that $300 limit credit card. You ain't ready for no $8,000. Some of y'all gonna be trying to find $8,000 and all I gotta pay back is $25. No, just let God make you. Remember, when God blesses young people, he'll take you through stages. Can I talk about myself? Man, when I got to the church in my late teens and early 20s, I ain't have hardly, matter of fact, all the way to my mid-20s, I was still wearing the clothes that I had in high school. Yeah. I had two suits, and I got them suits when I was in high school. And until my mid-20s, I was still wearing them same suits. I kept them clean pressed, and I wore them. They were too big for me, but I wore them. I had some stuff that was out of style, but I wore them. Yeah. But when God began to prosper me, continue to prosper me, and now he done got me to a point to where I'm able to give folk whole wardrobes, able to take folk shopping and just say, look, go ahead and get whatever you want. Or able to take people to where I get shoes. Hey, pick you out a pair of shoes. Or now God told me, look, I want you to find you a tailor. I want you to find you a tailor that's going to make your clothes for you. And so now I got clothes that got my name on the inside. Can't nobody else wear it but me. But it didn't happen overnight. He took me through stages. Took me through stages. Ooh, look how y'all looking at me now. See, God don't want y'all to just look at these sinners on TV and think that, man, I gotta aspire to be like them. No, God will surround you, the Bible says, by a great cloud of witnesses. Look at somebody say, he'll surround you. Yeah, he'll surround you with folk at the MSW that's prospering real good. And all you got to do is be able to look and see who is God prospering. That's who I need to pattern my life after. Not no sinner that if they don't get saved, they going to die, go to hell, and then somebody else going to get all their stuff. No, when I die, I want to leave folks stuff. I want to be able to cause folk to go to another level. What about you? Because that's what a blessed man do. He leaves stuff for his children's children. I want to be able to leave stuff when God call me on home. But not just when I die, but while I'm here, I want to be able to give God some stuff. Oh, look how y'all looking at me. Last verse. No, let's go to verse 14. Y'all still with me? All right. Give me another 2 minutes. Verse 14. Still talking about Isaac. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of, he had folk working for him. He had all of that. And it ends the verse by saying, so the Philistines envied him. See, when God start blessing you, folk gonna start being jealous. Folk gonna start envying you. But look at all the stuff this man of God had. I don't want no herds and flocks. I don't. You may want a farm with some agriculture, with some herds and flocks. And ain't nothing wrong with it. There's money in that. Do you know how much cows cost? How much they're worth? But I take some houses. I take some vehicles. I take some jewelry. I take some other assets that appreciate. I take it. What about you? Yeah. But understand, the Philistines envied him. Yeah, we call them haters. Yeah. When God start blessing you people, young people, folk gonna have a problem with you. Folk gonna have a problem with you. But let that be their problem. Let that be their problem. Yeah. When you get your job with your benefits, your insurance, and your parents can cut you loose, and you paying your own health insurance. Woo! But some of your peers may not be there. You better watch out. That's why you don't need to tell everybody your business. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I had this one preacher tell me, y'all listen, I don't want to be like you and Pastor Walker. Got this, that, and the third. And I'm just saying to myself, you crazy. But basically, that was a spirit of jealousy. I've heard people say, well, I ain't on that level where I got all this and all of that. And I'm like, why are you comparing? It shouldn't be no comparison. If I get mine first, you be happy for me. If you get yours first, I'm going to be happy for you. But understand, when God start blessing you, folk going to envy you. And look at this, verse 15. Y'all still with me? Now look what the Philistines did. They took the hate to another level. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the whales. Now who needed the whales? The animals. What is in whales, young people? Water. But what the haters do? Went and filled up all the whale water, which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. And they filled them with earth or dirt. What is this teaching us? Some folk going to try to stop you from prospering. Yeah. Some folk don't want you to get a promotion. Some folk don't want you to get a scholarship. Some folk don't want to sell you the car. Some folk may not want you to move in certain neighborhoods. They may try to take you to another neighborhood. Be like, hold on, why are we over here? I told you I want to be over there. So you're going to have folk that try to stop your prosperity. But while you are young, get in your mind, young people, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It don't matter if the human resource officer don't want you to have that job. If it's God's desire for you to have that job, you're going to have that job. It don't matter if they put your resume at the bottom. If God has ordained it, you're going to get that job. You may not even need the resume. Always understand, it's enemies out there that we can see and enemies that we can't see. And when God does prosper you, young people, you got to remember the enemy wants you to mess up. Because if you mess up in certain ways, you can lose the stuff that God has blessed you with. So you have to think about that. Don't put yourself in a position to where you serve God for so many years, and then you get on that dumb stuff and the stuff that God has blessed you with, you mess around and lose it. Now, can our God be merciful? Yeah, we learn. We serve a God of mercy, right? But I don't want to be on that dumb stuff and put all that on the line. We serve a God that prospers. He wants you to prosper. His prosperity is in stages. Enemies will try to stop it, but they can't stop it. How many are leaving here this morning understanding we serve a God that prospers by a show of hands? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give our God a hand clap for the teaching on this morning. Good God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.